The Rancor's Brothel presents a Dungeons & Dragons adventure. Nev Thelian.
So as you tie up your horses on the outside of this copse of trees where the bandit camp seems to be, you are also able to spot what you couldn't from afar, which is that there's a little stream that seems to be running through this area, probably not more than 15 feet wide, just okay. A small little brook.
All right, I'd like to stealth up and see what I can see.
Okay, make a stealth check.
26.
It's okay.
All right. Noise, as they say.
I can't wait to figure out which culture says noise all the time. Because, like, I really hope Dave now writes it in. So it's like, hello, we're so-and-so from Valicor. Noise.
It's got to be the gnomes.
Well, yeah.
I think he said it was the halflings.
It makes the most sense to me. I don't know.
That's your world, man. We're all just playing in it.
All right. Well, you creep in, you make your way through the trees stealthily until you come upon where the stream cuts through the trees. Mm-hmm. There's a few larger rocks up next to it, and on one of the big ones that runs up about like 15 feet above the shore, what looks like it would make a good diving spot, you see an elf who's sort of standing up on that rock. She has a bow on her back and is probably the lookout. Across the stream, like between that large rock and another one right next to it, you can just see through the culvert between them. Across the stream, there is there's like three tents set up around a fire that is going.
Mm-hmm.
And at the moment, you can really only see one hobgoblin that is like sitting right next to the fire and has something on a skewer held out over the fire.
Okay.
So at the moment you see elf, hobgoblin.
How far away from the rest of the group am I?
You probably had to go in about 150 feet to get here.
150.
Now we find out Jeff has message or some shit.
Jeff does not have message or any shit.
Nicht shit.
There's a cool artificer subclass that lets you telepathically all communicate.
Jeff, why aren't you a spore person?
I'm going to sneak back out and mm-hmm. go let them know what I see.
Sure. Here's your recon.
And I'm going to say, give me 2 minutes and follow me in.
Or I could just... I gestured to my zombies. Put them right in the tent. That'd do the trick.
Actually...
Use them as a distraction.
Maybe have them follow me, and I'm going to cast Disguise Self and make myself look like that human.
Ah, okay.
Okay, I like it. Kinky. sure. Yeah, okay.
Actually, no, just let me go back. Let me go in there.
Like, why don't we have the zombies come around just like the opposite direction?
We could, but maybe I can get in there and actually find out what the hell's up. I don't know.
Well, here, actually, since you reconned,
yeah,
you know what the area looks like, so there you go.
And we have a new battle map up.
Jeff, I need to check something.
And which way was I coming in from?
From the northwest, so up in the top left corner.
Okay.
I need to pull up a PDF. Give me a second.
Fun fact, I made this map with Flowscape, which is a $10 app. Which does 3D modeling where you just drop in whatever assets you want.
Oh, wow.
And like raise and lower land. And
oh, that's whatever. Cool.
It took me like a half hour to make this at most.
Wow. This is a damn nice map.
And it has an orthographic thing built in where you can just go top camera and you can even stick a grid on it in there.
Hmm. Cool.
It's really cool.
You said it was Flow Map?
Flowscape.
Flowscape. Nice.
And it's also made for like just taking like photos of like fantasy landscape sort of things.
The range is 120 feet. Do you think I can get within 120 feet of the camp? Or will they spot me before then?
Depends on how good your stealth check is.
It depends on how good your stealth check is.
Guidance, bro.
Guidance is actually really underrated. It's great.
Yeah.
You don't need... Is that a copse of trees there?
Which where?
Like, in and around her.
This whole thing is in the middle of trees.
Okay.
It's pretty much in the middle of the brook and the whole ring of trees. Yeah.
Because I can do some really cool stuff, but I gotta get closer.
So if you wanted to, you could come from any direction, really.
Right.
As long as you took the time to walk around the sides, yeah.
I guess I don't have to do that. I'd say we walk around and just be prepared for a pincer move. There's a way that I can give you overwatch, Jeff, but I need to be within about 120 feet.
What does overwatch do?
There's a...
XCOM.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I legitimately can overwatch and assist, but I need to be closer. I don't know if it's worth it to spend, like, multiple invisibilities or not to get there. If you just want to go in, I just feel like we should probably be watching you. I've got to be closer if I'm going to use Owlivia, or, sorry, Owl Fred.
I'm going to make the disguise look like I'm beat to hell.
Okay.
You can't make manacles, can you?
Don't need to.
I don't know. I'm saying you could take a prisoner.
I can minor illusion one.
I could minor illusion one too.
Oh, because disguise self isn't concentration, is it?
Minor illusion isn't.
Oh, it isn't. Okay, either way then.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It only lasts a minute though.
What does?
Minor illusion.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got trees to at least give you visual cover to a degree. So all you need is that, you know, minute as you're coming out. Then you got a minute to bullshit and then fireworks show. I've got hold person, so I could possibly do that to at least hold
one. We got a lot of different options. What does anybody want to do? Anybody got any suggestions? I do think it's probably...
No, disguise self is not concentration.
I do think it's worth it to try and go in as her and see if we can get info. I just don't like the idea of like you not being able to signal us and us get in there quickly.
Yeah.
Like I said,
I'm not worried about getting away from him. If I got to get away from him, I can get away.
Is she actively in view of the rest of them? Are they going to notice if there's two of her?
She is standing up on top of this big rock, sort of as a lookout. So she can see the camp and she can see a lot of the other forest.
And they can see her?
Yeah, because she's right up.
I'm going to make myself look like the human that we put in the cart.
Oh.
Yeah.
That her.
The one you interrogated.
Not the elf.
I mean, if you want me to go in with you, I can go in with you. If you think that's helpful.
I don't know. Maybe. What do you guys think?
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, fuck it.
I don't know of a way to help you in this except to be ready if I hear a reason to come charging in.
Oh.
There will be reasons.
Yeah.
Well, reasons will occur.
Give me 2 minutes and come charging in.
2 minutes?
2 minutes is 20 rounds.
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that I'm not going in combat.
Right. 150 feet is, you know, you could get there in like 2.5 rounds if you were sprinting.
Right. No, I'm just saying if you're going to interrogate, is it better to bring back a prisoner? Is it better to, if you're going to try and go in and pose as her?
Hell, if you want to bring him in as a prisoner, put him in a bag and just sling him over your shoulder.
I'm less thrilled with that idea, but yes.
I mean, you don't, at least in that case, you don't need manacles. You can just be like, hey, I found this. Blomp.
Oh, shit. Do we have a sack that I could put you in?
I mean, it seems reasonable that we would have something. I don't know. For fuck's sake, you probably tie me up in a bedroll.
You probably have some on your saddlebags. All your rations and everything is in something on there, so you could take one off there.
Yeah, I mean, you play dead for a few seconds or something. Yeah,
I brought rope. You could put it around and have a false knot.
Okay.
All right, yeah. I'm going to cast the spell. It lasts for an hour. I look beat to hell. I look like the human in the cart.
Right.
I've got the gnome in a sack.
Do me a favor. I look at one of you. Cut me.
Without hesitation.
I don't know how you want to
count
that.
You take one hit point of damage.
Dot his eye, too.
No.
Without hesitation.
Yeah.
We're never doing this plan again.
It's probably going to bruise.
Okay.
I like grab a handful of dirt and just throw it at you.
Swear to God. Push me just a little bit.
Hey, it's got to be convincing, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. How are you bringing the gnome? Are you doing the sack method? Are you going to tie him up?
I like the sack method.
If shit hits the fan, you'll hear it. If you need to come in, I could also signal you with Alfred.
Do you have any disadvantages to stealth or anything, just being warforged?
Yeah, I equipped the heavy armor today, so okay. I do have a stealth disadvantage.
Like he's just a giant metal man who straps more metal to him.
I can take, because I can change my armor every day, my natural armor. I can drop to unarmored and not have the stealth disadvantage, and then my stealth check is +4, so it's not great.
No, that's fine. I mean, I don't want you to change anything. I just trying to get logistics. Because, yeah, I mean...
Okay, so you two are staying out here for the time being.
Yeah. What I can do is tell Claw to, like... So where are we all?
About 150...
To the northwest?
To yes, yeah.
Yeah, so I'll tell Claw to take the long way around to the south.
Okay.
And listen for any loud shouts or any sort of battle to come charging in from the south.
Okay.
I don't know if I can't control the animated corpses from that far, but can I give them long-lasting instructions?
You can give them orders.
Yeah.
Like
it can't be complicated orders.
Follow this dog.
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay. Because if the dog then goes charging into battle, zombies will show up, and that just zombies showing up should cause enough of a ruckus.
Right, and they'll continue to follow that dog until you tell them not to follow that dog.
Mm-hmm. Or until 24 hours has expired.
Right, exactly.
Then I've let loose 2 zombies on Earth.
Yep.
Good job.
No back.
With great power comes great responsibility that you totally ignore.
My man. That needs to go on a statue of a very small man standing up on a very tall platform.
Okay.
All right, heading in?
Yeah. Yep.
Carry me on in.
I'm giving them time to get in position before I cast the spell and move.
You know, darling, when I dreamed of you tying me up, this is not exactly what I had in mind.
I will drown you in that fucking stream. I swear to God.
So you have the sack slung over your back.
I do.
With a gnome in it.
I am limping. I am playing it up like I am beat to hell.
It didn't take long for this to get full D&D.
I'm not messing around, man.
Okay. So you're not attempting to hide at all, right?
No. I'm
okay.
I'm moving into camp.
So as you walk out of the edge of the trees, the sack over your back, the elf up on the rock looks down and is like, Marita, where the hell have you been? You were supposed to be here hours ago. What the hell happened?
We tried to take down a group of travelers, and we got our asses kicked.
All right, make a deception check, because you have a different voice.
18.
She gives you a weird look, and then she's like, someone punch you in the throat or what?
Yeah, we got the shit kicked out of us.
Well.
I got one of them.
Where?
In here. Come here. I need help.
Oh, this is great. She runs down the rock, and obviously getting a kick out of the fact that you captured somebody in the sack.
Do I have any mobility in the sack or not?
About what you'd expect.
How about enough for, while he's carrying me along, enough for something that's verbal and somatic?
Yeah.
Okay. I bleed more.
Okay.
I bleed.
The extra bleeding. This is my power, bleeding.
Yeah. I bleed 18 hit points more.
Okay.
Oh, shit. I'm not even sure what this spell is. But
that's 6, Dave. Okay. They're in the bag with me for now.
And,
just you wait.
We've got to get out of here. They're coming.
Wait, who's coming?
The ones that I didn't get.
Fuck. All right. Well, Drazon will want to see whatever it is you got. Is it a halfling or a gnome or what?
I think it's a gnome. I don't know.
I start struggling inside the bag. Let me out of here! Let me out!
Well, what? Do I need to, like, cover your trail or something now?
Yeah.
Go, go, go. And she'll just point you across the river.
Point me, into the camp?
Yeah.
Okay.
Towards the camp.
I'll limp that way.
Okay. She takes out her dagger and cuts a branch off of a tree and just starts, like, going over your tracks and, like, brushing them away. There's a lot of leaves on the ground, so it's easier than it sounds.
I probably left a trail of blood, too.
Wonderful. Okay. The stream is really shallow right there. Fast, but shallow. So you splash across. There's a hobgoblin that stands up. He's like, Marita? What? And then he sort of whacks the side of the tent that he's next to. He's like, Marita's back. And from out of the tent comes a large red-scaled half-dragon.
A what-scaled half-dragon?
Red-scaled half-dragon.
I'm gonna push the droplets. Is there enough room to get them out of the bag? They're liquid.
The bottom of the bag could be, like, soaked and dripping.
Yeah. So, I drop them off on the ground. Jeff, you feel me suddenly go limp.
Okay.
Okay.
It's like, what'd you bring back and what's all the shouting?
They're coming after me.
How many?
I don't even know. I saw six.
Horses or not?
They did have horses.
Oh,
While this is happening, I'm going to use one of them 30 feet around. I want to go look in all the other tents.
What's that?
I want to go look in all the other tents.
How are we doing this?
With my blood.
Oh, okay. I have not read the spell that you're using.
the audience probably hasn't read the spell.
I know. I'm keeping everyone in suspense.
Okay.
I'm keeping everyone in suspense because this is the greatest fucking spell in the existence of D&D.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to look it up.
This one. Craig and Troy are just sitting around waiting for us to quit jackassing around. And well, Cody's...
Okay, got it. Cool.
You see what I'm doing now?
Oh, yeah. It's good stuff.
Thank you.
And Cody's being all secretive about whatever spell he's casting. No.
It's because of the last paragraph.
Cool. All right.
I need a lot of those.
So you're looking in the tents?
Yes. I can move 30 feet as an action.
Make a perception check. At disadvantage. That wasn't that great.
Oh, nope, shit. that was a two.
You are distracted by keeping up your disguise.
Yep.
All right. The half dragon, who apparently is named Drazan, ducks back into his tent, and you can see him like starting to gather up stuff, like rolling up his bedroll and so on. This hobgoblin is like picked a bad time.
Why? What happened?
Well, if you're the only one left. You're not going to be able to fight anybody like this. Look at you. You're beat to shit. Probably just going to have to split up. And he ducks back into his own tent and starts gathering up his stuff.
Okay.
Which one do you want to look in first?
There are three tents.
Yes.
Closest one.
Okay. This tent appears to probably belong to the elf that was across the river. Although you haven't actually seen her. And inside you see... what looks like a backpack, a bedroll, a pot with probably some day-old food in it. And there's also like just a closed wooden crate on the side.
Okay. I'm going to move that out to the middle. And then I'm going to take one of the other ones and move it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to start setting up landmines, basically, Dave.
Got it.
It all takes an action, and I can move 30 feet, so they can zip.
Individually?
Yes, I have to control each one. Each one is controlled as an action, I believe.
Okay. So,
I'm really sad.
Oops. Shoot.
I'm really sad you missed your roll.
Yeah, that would have been creepy. Okay, so, like, right about there?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. And then which tent are you looking in?
Like I said, I'm assuming this is taking some time, and if I'm getting it every action, I'm assuming I can move them pretty quickly.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So I'll take another one of the droplets and move it into the second tent.
Okay. Where the half-dragon is, he's finishing rolling up his bedroll. There's a couple small kegs in there, like hand kegs.
Right.
And also a rucksack, but also what appears to be a large canvas bag. That has a really faded, like, just star imprinted on it.
Okay.
that seems lumpy and odd, you know, misshapen.
Does it look? Is that star emblem familiar?
Over or under?
Over.
Yeah, you when you were just in the university's post office picking up the minutes from the meeting, you happened to see that on a bag and on a desk.
Gotcha. I'm going to move that droplet out.
Okay.
And I'm going to take my next four actions to just move them into the center.
All of them?
Yeah, so all six of them are in there. If I can pick them off by their...
Wait, in the tent or in the middle?
In the middle.
Okay.
So just kind of six little squiggles in and around the fire.
Yeah.
Jeff, you feel the bag suddenly shake with movement.
And also, what have you been doing this time? It's been about 30 seconds or so. They don't seem to be paying any attention to you right now.
Then I'm going to... I'm going to look around and make sure there's nobody else that I haven't seen yet.
Okay. Go ahead and make a perception check.
I didn't find shit. I do not have a great perception.
She looks up from her giant comb.
you feel
That's
the bag.
Eight.
Yeah, no, it seems like it's just these three.
You okay. Feel the bag move. I saw it. The courier bag. Ah, this really hurts.
Where?
It's in the big tent.
The big tent, as in the...
The tent that the half-dragon went into.
That's what I figured.
Let me know when you're ready to bring the ruckus.
Right about now.
Hold on. Night-night. And I go limp again. can I see any of them right now? Can I see them packing?
Yeah. Like, the tents are facing the fire. So
they're in the tents right now?
Yep. Packing up their shit.
I wake... So they're set up just the way they are now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and is the half-dragon tent the one in the upper right?
No, the bottom right.
Okay, so he's bottom right. Who's in the... Oh, she's not in there.
This is the hobgoblin over here.
Okay, so that's the hobgoblin.
The elf is across the stream covering up the trail.
Right. I'm going to zip three of them into that guy's tent.
Okay. It is an action for each one.
Correct. So it's going to take a second.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to take 18 seconds, actually, because I'm closer than 30 feet.
Right. So you're moving three into the tent.
Yep.
And then leaving three outside.
Yes, because I don't want to put them in the tent with the half-dragon because I don't want to set that courier bag on fire. I do want to fuck up the other guy, though.
Wait, now I'm confused. I thought you were just moving three of them into the half-dragon's tent.
No, three of them into the hobgoblin's tent.
Oh, okay.
The half-dragon's got valuable things.
Right, okay.
Three of them in there, three of them still around the fire.
Okay.
Need him to make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay,
against...
you can do that.
Actually, I'm going to need him to make a series of them because I'm going to set them off on my next three actions.
Well, boom, except boom, boom. First one is going to set off initiative. So,
oh, for sure.
You know,
I'm going to be getting him out of the bag. Would you say it's been about 2 minutes?
Yes, I would say that.
I would say we need to send the dog and the zombies to come up from the south.
Except I think the dog is by now too far away for you to communicate with it, right?
Yeah. So I gave it instructions, but I'm not telepathically.
Oh, didn't it come with us?
It looped around to the south.
So we'd have a pincer attack on the camp.
Okay.
It's waiting for any sign of battle.
Nat 20.
No.
Plus one.
Takes half.
Yep. So as you roll, Inari sees from inside the tent, there is a sudden sound of liquid and almost boiling. And then there's a whoosh as you see the side of the tent get soaked in blood.
It says explodes in a burst of necromantic energy.
Yeah. Blood is necromantic.
17. So he takes half.
Okay. So that will be eight damage.
When you pull me out of the bag, I'm completely catatonic. And I'm bleeding profusely.
Let's see. Half dragon immediately looks over, sees that the hobgoblin's been wounded, and runs out, but doesn't really know what's happened yet.
Yep.
We'll go on initiative so that we can keep things in a round.
For sure.
But they're not necessarily hostile to you just yet.
As the half-dragon comes out,
mm-hmm.
I point out to the south, they're over there!
Okay. go ahead and make a deception check, and then roll initiative.
I don't know if that's loud enough for you guys to hear or not. But.
Would he have advantage on that? Because
I would have disguised. Already been moving if you said 2 minutes. So
yeah, you could have advantage on that. That makes sense.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm glad I had advantage. 23.
Okay. I'll roll against that in a second. But for now, go ahead and roll initiative.
That's
14. All
right. And I'm yelling as
you
loud as
too.
I can.
21 is my initiative.
Nice.
16.
So, Jeff, I will explain to the... Oh,
what'd you get, Craig?
12.
Okay.
I will explain to the audience. I am using... is it called Hemia... Hemia what? It's blood magic.
Hemomancy. Yeah.
Hemomancy. I can animate droplets of my blood. More droplets depending on how many hit points I use. I can go catatonic to see through these droplets of blood, to move them 30 feet around. They have a climb speed. And then at any point as an action, I can cause them to explode for 6d4 damage.
6d4.
Yeah.
Yep. But it does cost him his own hit points to cast it.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
I am down 19.
And that was your third level spell.
That is a third level spell slot, yes. But I got 5 fun little poppers still waiting on the ground ready to blow up, and I rolled a high initiative.
So
and we'll see if I can do another.
You're not a normal wizard.
No. No, Troy.
No. Negative on the normalness.
I really wanted to... I wanted to find a good way to cast this for the first time, and this is good. But I also really thought about looking at you and going, oh, fuck, heal me when I'm done with this, and slitting my own wrist and just falling over.
All right, Kellen, you are up on the top.
I move over to the hobgoblin and blow up another one.
Okay.
So he needs to make another dex saving throw. 16. So
he does make this one. But you're rolling, yes.
10, 15, 18.
This one blasts a number of holes straight through him, and he just collapses over and starts bleeding into the bedroll he just rolled up.
Is he dead?
He's dead. There's now more blood mixing with your animated blood.
Mm-hmm.
And you still have one droplet in that tent.
Correct. I regain 9 hit points.
From killing or from...
I killed him with a necromantic spell.
Okay.
Oh, no. Sorry. That's
a hemomancy spell?
Hemomancy. Sorry. I don't know if that's necromancy.
It is not.
Does it define it differently? No. It calls it third level necromancy parentheses hemomancy. So okay, I get 6 or 9 back depending on what you think.
On which?
If it's school of necromancy, then.
It's necromancy parentheses hemomancy. So I'm assuming I get...
He sort of looped hemomancy under necromancy for the purposes of things that need a school.
Okay. So when I kill things with the school of necromancy, I get 3 times the level in hit points back for school of necromancy.
Okay. Go with it. I'll look it up later. And
fair enough.
Yeah. Okay. That your turn? You are out of the sack on the ground now.
Yes. I'm kind of half in and half out of it because I just blew one up, so I'm sort of conscious.
Oh, yeah. All right.
But my arm's not bleeding as much now.
Do you want to get up and move, or do you want to keep playing dead?
Well, I guess that's true. I do have a move action, don't I?
Yeah.
Can I crawl behind a rock or something?
There's a rock over here. And there's a rock over here.
Let's go to the nearer rock. Let's try and crawl like 10 or 15 feet to the nearest rock.
Like,
I can only move 10, can I, since I'm crawling?
Oh, good point. Okay, so you're crawling over there?
Yeah.
All right. Then next up is the elf, who sort of runs back to the edge of the stream and looks across. She's like, what the shit just happened? That's her turn, because she has no idea what's going on.
Fact.
The hobgoblin is dead, so we can take him out of the initiative order. And Alec is up. You hear a from somewhere in the woods.
I mean, again, we would have been moving because we said wait 2 minutes. We weren't waiting for a signal.
Right. Yeah. Okay. If you want to dash, you can get on the map this turn, or you can wait until next turn.
Yeah, I'm double moving for sure.
Yeah. Dashing in.
Inari, you're up. Oh, in that case, 1 second. Sorry. Get you both on here. If you are dashing, then that means you can basically have a move action or your action basically once you get onto the map. You can see the back of an elf, turn towards you as she's standing next to the stream.
How far away?
Shoot her!
You are 35 feet away.
I'm going to.
Oh.
Yeah, you are paying that up and out, Jeff.
She has what I would call partial cover because she's standing next to a tall rock. She's sort of in between 2 rocks that are coming up. and you don't have the best angle, so she'd get a +2 to her AC. Of course, if it's something that's a save, that doesn't matter.
Or you could just magic missile the fuck out of her, too.
That works, too.
Yeah, I'll do magic missile.
Okay. D4. What level?
Let's see.
I have 6 handy.
I'm going Imagine to go... That. Let's go 3rd level. Sure.
All right. So that's also 64, right?
No, 25.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
But you're going to add +5, so...
Yeah. 2, 8, 12, so 17.
All right.
Nice hit.
They pummel into her back, and she's going to make a dex save to avoid falling in the stream. She fails that. So nice. That just sort of goes, and she just goes, and splashes right into the water.
She got hit by like 5 magic tennis balls, and then you threw her in the water.
And was not at all ready for that. Yeah, so she's still sort of like on the shore, but like her whole torso and face is just went straight into the edge of the stream.
Okay.
You can move closer too if you want.
Yeah, I'll go.
Well, that was your action, right?
Yeah.
You already ran to get onto the map.
Okay.
So you used your movement.
So we're good.
Ah, gotcha.
Okay, and all right.
Did I distract the half dragon?
Oh, it's a good thing. Let's find out. Yeah, he looks over his shoulder. So I'd say if you were to do an attack, you'd have advantage on it.
I'm going to pull a hand crossbow and take a shot at him.
Okay.
+26.
Nice.
That'll connect, for sure.
Caught flat-footed, denied his dex.
Callback.
Sneak attack.
Snarkaturk.
I see a lot of ones from over here, Jeff.
That's 2 2s and 2 1s.
Oof.
That's 10 damage.
Okay, it's something.
And I'm going to start blades on.
Okay, as your bonus action?
As my bonus action.
I'm going to imagine it's all 70s disco music.
What is with you in disco?
Like, have you seen... Oh, no, you haven't seen Titans. There's an amazing fight with Starfire. Kind of a fight. She basically just fucks people up. And she's like in a discotheque. It's playing Donna Summer or something in the background. I was like, that's awesome.
This is your first turn of the round.
Right, you said that.
Right, so you've used your movement to basically get on the map here.
Right.
And now you have your action available.
Right. And I have a crossbow up.
Okay, go ahead and...
Yeah. It's not displaying all of our turn orders if it's supposed to.
Yeah. Oh, shit, I forgot about that. I'll just let you know.
No worries.
You're up now.
Yeah, I was just shooting.
Shoot her!
Yeah, no, you we're not expecting her to fall face forward into the stream and it just sails right over top.
You both sat there and just very patiently waited, and you're like, go! And he lets loose, and you let loose. Like, oh, it'd have been a perfect shot if she hadn't just fallen face first in the stream.
You have a bonus if you want to use it.
I don't think I have it.
But Claw's not close enough yet.
Yeah, he's just going to get on the map.
Yeah, he'll start running forward because now he knows that something's going down. Okay, it is the half-dragon's turn. He's going to turn around, draw his greatsword. look at you for a second, and then look over his shoulder at the little bolt that's sticking out of him. Like, really? And he just walks forward, like, purposefully, like, you shouldn't have done that. I'm gonna fuck you up.
Yeah.
And takes a swing. That's a 21 to hit.
Inari throws her hand up in a warding gesture, and a blue dome of energy pops up around her.
Okay.
And you will miss.
All right.
It bounces off a shield.
Shield for the win. And that's active until the end of your next turn, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or, I don't know if it's the end of my next turn or the beginning of my next turn. I'll look it up.
Let's see.
I assume these are both...
Yeah. He'll just swing again. Oop, that did not go well. And this one just bounces off the side of the dome and then buries itself in the dirt. And he's looking at you in confusion because the woman that you look like could not do that.
It lasts one round, so it would last until his turn.
Hmm? It's his turn now.
Yeah, it would last one round, so it would go until his next turn.
Oh, okay. It's not until like the end of your next turn or whatever.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Until the start of your next turn.
Okay.
So
you've still got most of the rounds to get through before it gets back to you.
Yeah.
Kellen, it is your turn.
I'm going to slide one out of the tent and put it behind the bad guy.
This tent?
Yes.
Where it was? Okay.
Correct. Yep. So it's going to go zooming out of there, and he's going to have to make a dex saving throw. I'm going to keep it intentionally 10 feet away from Inari because it's only creatures within a 5-foot radius.
Right. Okay. So
dex saving throw.
Dex save it is. Nope, that's a 4. And to be fair, it's hard to, avoid something that you can't see coming.
14 damage.
Okay. He gets staggered by that and temporarily falls into the dome you have up and then just uses it to push himself back onto his feet.
In a semi-conscious state, I go and give him the finger.
He doesn't notice because he's like whipping around to try and see what the hell just hit him in the back.
Yep.
I told you they're coming from the other side.
The elf is up. Who manages?
Come on, that's a deception check.
He's really confused.
The elf in the stream pulls herself and stands up. She has mud all over her face. Wipes a little bit from her eyes, and instead of going for her bow, which now has a soaked string, she's just going to look around. Actually, let's see if she sees you guys. Yeah, she sees you guys. You're not hiding. Runs back up towards you. Oops. And
you need to scroll it, Jeff.
She will dash as a bonus action and then make it up and swing at Rook. Looks more dangerous.
As he sits on his 21 AC.
Yeah, it may not work out well for
him. It's only 19 at the moment.
Oh, okay.
Yep, that's a 12 to hit. Nope. And that's a 13. So you just take your arm out and just ding, ding, not getting through. And just it is
palm straight out.
Alec, back to you.
Bang. Well, you don't have to go to her now, Troy.
I wasn't trying to go to her.
Oh, sorry.
I'm not a melee person.
You don't want to hit her.
Well, you are right now.
You don't want to hit her with a stick?
I'm going to have to.
Give her the stick.
Yeah, shocking grasp. 20?
That'll do it.
I thought shocking grasp was a cantrip.
Oh, it is. You're right.
Oh, but she can trip.
2d8. Where's my other d8?
She did trip.
Yeah.
Trivago.
That's not great, but 16?
That's
not bad.
That's pretty great. For a cantrip, that's not bad.
Not bad at all. Yeah, she visibly jolts as you make contact. And you can see.
Do I not add my spell attack? No. Oh.
No.
Okay, then it's just 8.
I was just saying, it was okay. Like, holy shit.
I was going to say, that's 2d8. That's max damage, man.
I thought you said that I do on...
You add that to your plus to hit. You don't add that to your damage.
Okay.
Unless the spell says you add something to damage, like 1d4 plus 1 for magic missile, you don't add anything.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you see spidery burn marks running up her arm. And do you want to move?
I'll move around.
Just around to the other side?
Yeah.
Okay. Then back to Inari.
Wait a minute. That was a cantrip. So bonus action.
Okay.
Sorry. Spiritual weapon.
There you go.
Okay. Good. Grab it from the other map.
26 to hit.
Yeah, that'll do.
So this I do add my casting senses, right?
Yep. Spell casting modifier, not your
spell attack bonus. So be like your plus 3 or plus 4.
Oh, or plus 5.
Whatever your wisdom is.
8.
Damage to hit. Or wait.
No, he rolled a 20 something to hit.
Okay. Yeah. 8 damage.
8 damage.
Okay.
And what are you using again?
This is a glaive. The spiritual weapon? Unless you want to change it.
The glaive from Krull.
From Krull.
Oh, okay.
Inari.
You don't have an item asset for that, Dave?
For what? I found a pike. It was close enough.
I'm going to cast Booming Blade.
Like you do.
And miss.
Oh, right. No.
Parried.
Nope, I'm pretty sure that was just a whiff.
I like that you whip because it's a whip. You didn't snap it right, so it just like, rather than breaking just against limp. His face, just like kind of hits him and just kind of, You limp-dicked it. Pushing rope.
Do you want to move?
I'm
bonus action.
I'm thinking.
Curious on how you have half.
I think it's
because I moved maps. It fucks up a little bit when you move maps.
Yeah, go ahead and go.
Okay. Rook.
There's one right in front of me, right?
Yep. Now you need to use the right. Yeah.
Yeah. Swap to my Warhammer and shield.
Mm-hmm.
And swing with the... Let's do a Booming Blade Warhammer.
Okay.
How many rounds did we say it was going to take the dog to get?
He'll get here on this turn. Because why not?
Followed by two zombies.
The zombies are much slower.
Right, but followed by two zombies.
Yes, eventually.
Something tells me we're not going to really need them, but...
But, you know, if we did, we had them. I really just wanted to send the zombies in there just to cause a ruckus.
16 to hit.
That'll hit.
8 damage outright, 5 damage if it moves.
Okay. She is looking not so great.
Nice.
Anything else you want to do?
Actually, I got to read that correctly.
It does weapon damage when you hit.
Right.
And then 2d8 if they move.
Yeah, just the way it comes up in Character Forge made it look like it did additional damage on the melee hit, but looking at the actual spell, it doesn't do.
Yeah. Also down in the corner, you have Claw appearing.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
Yeah, that'll be my bonus action is Claw.
The Claw!
Dashing up. I assume it's going to need to dash again to get up on the dragon, half dragon.
Yeah, because it's going to come up at the edge of the map as soon as I copy it over.
Oh, there.
Yeah, so it's down there. So it has 40 feet of movement.
So if it can get there in 40 feet, then it can bonus action, it can bite.
Nope, not quite.
Plus it has to go around a rock, and it could go through that tent, but it would end up like right here.
It'll just get as close as it can.
Yeah, so it ends up just outside the tent, right over there.
Yep.
Okay, it is now the half-dragon's turn, who lowers his sword, leans forward, and just breathes fire out onto the two of you. So Inari and Kellen both make a dex save.
Well, shield's not going to help with this.
Nope, but absorb elements will.
Yeah, yeah,
it's a good one.
Let's see. I don't think my dex saving throw is that bad. It's a +3. I'm feeling hopeful.
It's not terrible.
19.
That's a good one.
That's a 6, doubled up.
Wait, what does that mean?
I rolled a 3, my okay. +3.
I see. Well, I did not roll the greatest on damage. I guess it's about average damage. So you'll take half. Full damage is 24, so half will be 12.
Actually, I take half again.
Because absorb elements?
Yep.
So you take 6 fire damage. The gnome behind you takes the full brunt.
You hear Kellen go, ow! Actually, can I? I go invisible.
Okay.
I guess I shouldn't say I go invisible. I fade away.
Okay. The half-dragon then steps around Inari and puts his back to the stone, the rock behind him. So, and that is his turn, and it's to Kellen.
Kellen's going to use some movement to crawl around the rock.
Okay.
Hopefully out of the vision of the...
How far do you want to go?
I can only crawl like 10 feet, right?
Right. I mean, you could stand up if you wanted to.
I assume that I'm just hurt now, and now I'm doing a little bit of a Bilbo Baggins just trying to sneak out of it. Meanwhile, I'll bring droplet number 4 over.
Okay.
And put it diagonally behind him. Here? So it's still 10 feet out of the way.
Okay.
And he can make another dex saving throw.
Okay. 19, so yes.
So he takes half. 13 damage, so he takes half.
Okay. This time, like, puts up an arm as all the blood explodes next to him. And then looks at you as like, what the fuck are you into? What is this blood magic?
Behind the rock, I give him the finger. I think I'm visible now.
Okay, by the end of your turn, I think. Okay, then the elf across the way is going to take her turn and slash at Alec.
Eric Baldwin.
Oh, dear. That was very bad. She's pretty wounded and, you know, swings weakly. And then swings even more weakly. First it was a 2, and then it was a 1.
Does Booming Blade get set off on an attack, or because she didn't target the person who cast Booming Blade, or does it not work that way?
It's only if she voluntarily moves.
I see. Got it.
Just move. It's like a stay here or else, essentially. Not that she knew that either way or the one way or the other. Alec, you're up.
Question on the Booming Blade, because I'm trying to read this, understand this correctly. I think this is what I was trying to ask you about earlier. When it says it's at 5th level, that's your spellcasting level or character level?
It's character level.
Okay. Oh, yeah, mine did do a second. Yep. Then mine did do a second D8 damage.
Okay, roll it.
Zero.
Wait, no, that's a D10.
That they can't get a zero on a D8.
Three.
Okay. She is a little more battered than she was previously.
And it'd now be 8 damage if she made.
Okay. Alec?
We'll go with Shocking.
Go for it.
I mean, it worked for you before. No, okay. I don't think so.
14?
Nope. She manages to keep you at bay with the
spiritual weapon, 23.
That'll do it.
For 7.
Okay. So as she is, like, positioning her sword to keep you from getting in, you stab her right in the back, and she just drops. She's down.
It's more of a slashing. It's a spin.
All right. It's a pike.
No, it's not.
It's a glaive, whatever.
It's a 5-pointed star.
That's not a glaive.
It's what it's called.
No, a glaive is a blade with a spear point on it.
It's what the movie called it.
It's called a glaive.
It's not a glaive. All right. Do you want to move? You don't have any enemies next to you now.
Yes, I will move.
Back down towards the stream?
Yeah.
25, 30. And you have a bonus action, I suppose? Oh, no, you use spiritual weapon.
Yeah.
Okay. Inari.
I'll cast Booming Blade.
Okay.
Unnatural 20.
Okay. That will just find a chink in his plate armor.
Oh, okay.
That changes the next thing I'm doing.
For 7 damage.
Okay.
I'll disengage as a bonus action
mm-hmm.
and move out into the water.
Oh, okay. It probably only gets up to your waist at the deepest point, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize it was that deep. I'll stay on the shore, then.
It's like the idea that you barrel rolled 15 feet and just submerged yourself in the water.
And I'm done.
Okay. Rook?
I will
move a bunch, probably, because you're up in the corner.
The elf die?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, sure. I'll get as close up to the half-dragon as I can. Probably dash it, I'm guessing.
If you want to dash?
Yeah.
You could make it to Inari or, you know, right next to her. A little past.
Yeah. I'll
dash!
Protect Inari there.
Okay. Bonus action, you do have claw.
Yeah, claw will run up and take a bite.
Okay, roll for it.
5.
19 to hit.
Yeah, that just hits.
10 damage.
Okay. He grunts in pain as... dog bites his leg. Claw, I suppose, is his name.
How wise do this dragon is?
Why?
Just asking.
It's his turn.
Let's see what he does first.
He does not get his breath weapon back.
Shame.
So he will swing at Claw, because Claw is there. And also, why am I picking? That is a 16 to hit Claw.
Yeah, its AC is 15.
Okay, then that'll be 6 damage.
No, not the claw!
Followed by a second, which is only a 9 to hit. So that goes wide. And then attempts to stab with a short sword on the offhand, and that will be another 6 damage. 12 total.
Okay.
And it's back to Kellen.
Can you repair Claw?
Claw can repair itself 3 times.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty fucking impressive.
And
that's
pretty cool. Mending cantrip on it.
Nice. I'll zoom. By my count, I've blown up 4 bloods. I got 2 bloods left.
Correct.
I think the fire is within 30 feet, so I can put it on the backside and not intentionally hurt Claw.
I believe that is the case. Yep, you're fine.
Okay. I will zoom another bit of blood over there, and he can make another dexterity saving throw.
Yeah, it just looks like a rivulet of blood just sort of flowing against gravity. Nope, fails to save.
6, 10, 12, 14. That's another 15 damage.
Okay. He gets blown back against the rock and ends up on one knee. Sort of barely pushes himself up to his full height. Coughs up a chunk of blood, spits onto Claw, because he can. And steadies himself on the rock with one hand and holds out a sword with the other. He's just about gone.
I scream, "Fuck you, Dragon Man!"
All right, Alec is next. You're across the stream from him.
If you gonna do it, now's your chance.
Looks like you are 40 feet away.
How bad does he look?
Very.
Charlie is it? He's gonna die.
What's your alignment again?
Huh?
What's your alignment again?
He's a bad guy.
You could met justice in a nonviolent way. We could also ask him where the bodies of the guys are. since if we find the remains, we get more money. I mean, it's worth a shot to throw it, because otherwise whoever hits him next, he's going down.
Yeah. I will cast Hold Person. I need a wisdom saving throw.
Okay. That's a glorious plus zero. That's an 11. He is held.
He is paralyzed.
Yep.
How long is that for?
Up to a minute. But he gets a save every turn.
Yeah. Bonus action, I'll move the spiritual weapon.
Okay. 20 feet, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Inari? as he gets back up to his feet, you see him freeze in place. You've seen people freeze in place before.
Yeah.
Try and interrogate him?
Yeah, I mean, we can. You did say we get more money if we bring the body back.
I believe that was the case, yes. Those are the notes I took a while ago.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
He also can stand to just, you know, go to trial for his crimes or whatever.
Sure.
So if we're going to interrogate him, do we want to make something more permanent than this 1 minute hold?
Well,
you also don't have much time to decide that.
So. Yeah, I mean,
yeah, he's going to get another save on his turn.
I'm just saying if we're going to do it, like, we need to do it now.
Yep.
So that's your turn?
Could try and persuade him, maybe?
Yeah, I will try and persuade him.
Okay, are you walking back closer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, if you tell us where the dwarf's body is, I can at least think about letting you live.
He's held. He can't answer. It's also not his turn.
Okay,
go ahead and make the check at disadvantage.
At disadvantage?
Oh, yeah. He's not exactly friendly to you.
Still a 17.
Okay, cool. Rook, on your turn, what do you want to do?
I'll get in front of him and ready an attack.
Okay. If what?
The Warhammer.
What's the trigger?
If something happens, then you will swing.
Oh. If he takes a combat action or moves.
Okay. Does something hostile?
Yeah.
Okay.
You just have to loosely define it.
I take that back. The persuasion was a 19.
Okay.
Nice.
It's now his turn. He'll make a save. That is a 17.
That'll make it.
Okay, so he'll break free, but I think it's at the end of his turn?
End of his turn, yes.
Okay, so he doesn't actually get to do anything this turn. Mm-hmm. He could talk.
Free action.
As soon as he can move his eyebrows again, he looks confused. And he's like, dwarf, what dwarf? Kellen, your turn?
I'm going to... I'm already there. I'm going to walk around, and can I just cut through the back of his tent or step through the back of his tent and start looking at his shit?
You can, like, get to his tent.
Okay.
On this turn. If you wanted to use your action to go in and, like...
Yeah, I mean, if you want me to double move, I just kind of want to go in and retrieve the bag.
You go up to the bag, open it up, and it looks like there's a bunch of scrolls and letters in there.
Do any of them look like the scroll or letter that we were looking for?
You don't have enough time to look through right now.
Okay.
There's probably a couple dozen.
Okay. I guess my understanding was it was sent by special courier, and then maybe it was just sent in the regular mail. I don't know. But we can keep going.
I mean, Mishluk is, you know, like 550 miles, so when someone's going that away.
Sure.
Alec, he's broken out of Hold Person.
Can you, like, actively dispel Spiritual Weapon?
You could just dismiss it if you want.
It seems like it's a easier thing to just dispel it and then have it reappear to him instead of moving 20 feet every round. Because I could get to him for like 3 more rounds.
Yeah, you could get to him if you wanted to. I think.
No, I'll also ready in action for if he acts aggressively. I'll just add on to say.
Okay.
He said what dwarf? So I'll just say the dwarf that carried the letters.
Okay. And you're staying where you are?
Yes.
Okay. What are you readying?
I'm going to ready, Guiding Bolt.
Okay. He looks at you for a few... Oh, wait. It's not his turn. Never mind. It's Inari's turn.
Actually, I take that back. I'll hold person.
You can cast it again?
Yeah. No, as my hold.
Okay.
If he does something crazy.
Yeah, I assume you took him off the wagon that you guys hit. Out by the road.
Okay.
Where is he?
All right. Rook. Still holding?
Holding.
Same trigger?
Yep.
Okay. On his turn, he looks at you for a few moments and then tries to run to the side along the rock, which you said movement, so that would trigger your attack.
Yep.
Hit him.
15 to hit.
That scrapes off of his plate. And then he is... well, then he moves out of Rook's... out of your range, so you'd actually... Oh, no, technically it uses your reaction to do a hold action.
Correct.
Technically, I'd have mine first.
You didn't specify movement. You said hostile stuff.
Okay.
At the moment, he's just running. He moves out of... well, not quite out of your range. Now he moves out of your range.
Yep.
I'll take an attack.
I like that he runs and you just... whoosh.
I'm going to miss.
Okay. Then that was 25, 30. He'll take an action. He'll just keep running. He'll actually make it one off the map. But question is, do you want to pursue?
Yep.
Okay. Well, Kellen, you have a mailbag.
Yeah, no. At this point, I am...
out of it.
I scream out, you guys can handle it. And I start looking through the mail.
Okay. Make an investigation check. Alec, what do you want to do?
Hold person.
Okay. What's the range on it?
60 feet.
Okay, he's just within range. He's at like 55. So go for it. Oh, well, when I say go for it, I mean I will go for it. He fails that save, so he is now stuck. Bonus or movement? Or are you done?
I didn't say it last time, but I guess I'll say as a bonus, I'll dispel my magical weapon.
Okay, you don't even need to declare that. You can just do it.
Okay, well, if it doesn't take a bonus action, then can I bonus action to recreate it?
Sure, let me control Z that.
You just... that's cast a leveled spell.
Huh?
You just cast a leveled spell.
Oh, that's true.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay. Inari, you gonna go after him or
yeah, how far did he get?
I wanna move. Can I move?
Sure, sure.
He's 60 feet away, so can I move 30? I'll just
Yeah, you can feel free. Okay. Two.
I'm gonna... how do I do the distance thing?
One more down zoom.
Yep, that one. You probably have to dash to get to him. Yeah. Because he is one square further than that, so 50 feet.
I'll cast Longstrider.
Okay.
That makes my...
I don't know if I've ever seen that spell cast.
Bladesong gives me plus 10. Longstrider gives me plus 10, so my speed's 50.
Is it a bonus action?
Yes.
Okay. So you can make it right next to him. You know... oh, no, I'd have to move everything. Never mind.
Booming Blade.
You're technically there because he's one up north.
Oh, okay. Damn it.
Oh, no. You suck again.
He's
held. Held. You should get advantage.
Yeah, you do. Oh. I'm almost certain you get advantage.
I would think
so. Yeah, you do.
Because that's how I killed Matt.
Rolled 2 fives.
How about you don't roll fives?
Yeah. Have you tried not rolling fives? all right, Rook, how about you?
Yeah, I will dash up there.
Oh, for God's sake.
What?
Nothing. I just feel like he's getting annoyed in there because he keeps hearing the sounds of combat.
You have a bonus action.
I do. I don't think I can do anything. Oh, you know what?
Where are zombies at, by the way?
Oh, yeah. They're probably into the bottom of the map now.
I'm going to use my action surge to get a second attack.
How timely.
Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
And I will do Booming Blade.
Because why not?
Boom!
Right?
I suppose the why not comes when you get a second attack.
Oh, but I get advantage, right?
Yes.
That's better. And that 16 to hit.
That will scrape off of his armor. Oh. He has full plate on.
Oh, for God's sake. Is it my turn yet?
Yeah.
I cast Magic Missile at 4th
level.
No,
sorry, it's his
turn. God damn it.
He won't get to move because he has to make a save. He fails the save. He's still held. Your turn.
How many is it? I cast a high level spell. What level spell do I need to burn to cast 6d4?
Fourth level.
I don't think you have a fourth level spell, do you?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yep.
Oh boy.
I think he's dead. 5, 7, 10, 12. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 okay. Damage from Magic Missile.
A bunch of darts fly around you two and just smash him straight in the face. And his eyes are gored out and he just... well, he won't fall because he's still held. But he is very obviously dead.
You hear from... like, I didn't even bother. I stepped out of the tent and went like that.
Can't miss.
You're welcome. I rolled a really, really bad investigation, by the way.
Okay.
So I'm just going to, like... start dumping the mail out to look at it.
All right. Well, It takes you longer than it might have otherwise, but you are in no rush at this point. So, digging through, you eventually come across a letter with the seal that is stamped in the shape of a black rose, i.e. an iron rose.
Do we want to try to...
I'm hoping it's already unsealed.
It's totally sealed. It is not unsealed.
Oh, we're being handed props.
Do we want to try to...
That's a letter.
...spare
it's
the
sealed.
Dying to get more info out of him?
Don't care. And, this is what I came for.
Right. Don't we get more money with a body? That's what I'm saying, though.
The dwarf's body.
Right.
I mean, I guess you can. It's your call.
Kellen breaks the seal. As you break the seal, the wax sort of floats up off of the letter, forms the shape of the head of a black dragonborn that looks at you, blinks, and then disappears.
Nice.
I guess there's no way you were getting that for free.
I don't care. If I'd have thought about it, if I'd have known that that was a possibility, I would have opened it with Mage Hand. Or would have minor illusion myself. But, you know, it was an accident. I found it this way.
Does Kellen plan to share with the class?
At some point, maybe. They're doing a thing. They're reviving a guy. Let them do their stuff.
I'm not reviving a guy. I'm walking back to the camp.
Yeah, I left him held there.
Just standing up.
Okay.
He's not resisting the spell anymore. He's going to stay there for a while.
About 55 more seconds, give or take.
If that were indefinite, then you'd just like rot away and corpse. You'd have a skeleton in a paralyzed position.
Almost, like stone shape sort of esque.
Flesh to stone.
What's, what basilisks do?
Petrification.
Yes, that's the word. Yeah. Okay, so back in the camp, you find, among other things, 84 gold pieces and 20 silver, just sort of scattered amongst their belongings. There's the half-dragon's greatsword. His full plate is beat to shit. You might be able to get, if you keep it, it is heavy. It'd probably take a little more. We'd have to look at the spell. It is mundane. It's up to you. It is heavy if you want to bother to bring along a set of full plate. If you healed it back up, someone could use it. Or you could pay a blacksmith, even if the mending won't work. We'll look into that.
I also have expertise in smith tools.
How convenient. And it makes sense.
I've already stolen one dragon's plate armor. Somebody else can take this
one. You find a couple crates full of various trade goods, like bolts of cloth. You find a small little keg of tobacco, but Kellen doesn't realize this because he's just staring at letters in the tent. Mm-hmm. the two small hand kegs that were also in his tent have some very fine Maroxigil whiskey in them, which could fetch a pretty price, but it's also very well known for being very good quality whiskey. There's a set up on the side of the shore. There's a couple sticks that have fish hanging from them that are drying, if that's your thing. Kellen comes back out of the tent with a letter in hand.
To creatures,
the letter is open.
Do creatures like Iron Defender heal at long rest? Familiars.
It's in the description. I think technically no, but you can build a new one every morning. So effectively, oh, right. Yes.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'd had it heal up once.
Okay.
Hey, Inara?
Yeah.
Oh,
shit. Did you open that?
It was already open.
Make a deception.
I'm not even going to bother to.
It probably wasn't.
Was John a half dragon?
No.
No.
Huh. Well, that's interesting.
Why?
No reason.
Let me see it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
This is very confidential material.
If it was already open.
I mean, they could fire you for this. Are you sure you want
to? I'm
going
to walk up to him and grab it out of his hands if he doesn't hand it over right now.
There's a lot of money to be made here. Do you guys want me to read it since you're apparently going to take it from my very small hand?
Yes.
Even though I wave it around with Mage Hand childishly for a little while. To the Iron Master of Iron Rose University in Valakor. From, it's Jonah Coinleaf, right?
Mm-hmm.
Archmage of Arcana Historica, Iron Rose University. Greetings from the chilled north. Did you actually write this by hand?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so. It's really nice. I'm writing with news both excellent and dangerous, as in the course of 2 years of research and investigation, I have discovered something for which I was not looking. I thank you and the university once again for the grant which enabled my various pursuits of northern magical records. I am pleased to report significant progress on that front, although there is much work still to do. Nonetheless, the topic of my letter differs from my intended research. I have discovered what seems to be the ruins of Nephthelion, that ancient elvish city. You may remember the name from a few obscure references. It is mentioned in R'hllor III's letters to Queen Onodiel, and in the famous work of the Cassranian Heresy by Lenora Falco. We had long thought the city lost to the ages, of course. The locals in Duskwater could tell me only that their ancestors traded with the city long ago, and that it was near enough to the coast to enable trade by sea. It was quite by accident, as I continued my travels, that some villagers further to the north, around the gulf, told me of some ruins where I might find ancient documents. This was a regular question from me to locals, as I searched for any magical records that may have slipped beneath the notice of mages in the past. At first I assumed these ruins to be much like any others, but upon arrival I found that they were of significant size. They were, as well, right on the coast, and I began to suspect. While I set a few of my assistants to search for records as planned, myself and the others set about to find some greater clue about the place. It was not long before we discovered the remains of a promenade, wide and long, that led down a slope carved into the earth and terminated at a massive, intricate door of stone. We have additionally found many inscriptions in Elvish, and combined with this great stone door, I am near to certain that this is none other than Nephthelion. How many other elves ever built an underground city, after all? It does intrigue me, however, that the gate remains so solidly sealed and locked. We are attempting to find a way inside, but have had no luck as yet. If we do not meet with some success soon, we will likely move on. While this matter could provide great material for my research, until this place is breached, there is little for me except rubble. In addition, I am sure you would like to dedicate a team to this project, to ensure that the area is safe and any historical matters cataloged. The ruins are at the most easterly point of the peninsula that is directly north of Duskwater, across the Nikfas?
Pronounce all the vowels, so Nikwefasa.
Nikwefasa. I regret that I had to send you this information via letter, but unfortunately had no magical means available to me for speedier delivery. I hope this message finds you well. So what can you tell me about Nephthelion then, Inara?
Is that the same thing that I got out of a history roll earlier?
You knew that she was up north researching old stuff.
No, it mentioned one of the works that referenced Nephthelion.
The Cressranian Heresy.
Yes, that is the same thing.
Mm. Well, that's the debate about whether or not creatures are inherently evil.
Okay. Do I know anything about Nephthelion?
Roll a history check.
Sounds like some sort of Atlantis or something.
23.
You have heard the name, although you cannot at the moment remember where or why. You've never really heard any of your colleagues talk about it. It's obscure.
The bond of the archaeology bond that I took.
Yeah.
Is ever since I was a child, I've heard stories of a lost city. I aim to find it, learn its secrets, and go down in the history books.
Behold!
But damn it, if you could just remember what it was called!
I know, right?
Nanu Pichu.
It's an unnamed city. Okay, what?
One thing that I find very intriguing is that they're asking the Iron Rose to send a team. We could be that team. We have the letter.
Right, but aren't we getting paid a handsome sum to deliver this letter?
This is untold sealed riches. 1,000-year-old elven underground cities.
We're taking it back.
You ruin all the best things.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to take a very important note for my journal. Black half dragon.
Dragonborn.
Oh, whatever.
Which is the master of the university.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, was he a black dragonborn?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
Half dragon and dragonborn are a little different.
I get that. But what I was trying to say was I didn't realize that I had already recognized the face.
Yep.
Oh. Sure don't want to go on that quest?
Oh, no, I'm more than happy to go, but I'm not going to go without the university sending me. I'm not going to be the guy who just shows up and then gets hauled back to the university when they find out that I went.
It's thousands of miles away. Do you know how long it'd take them to figure that out?
It would be tactically wise for us to go to a city and prepare for this quest.
I don't know. It sounds very tactically sound to me.
So you're ready for a thousands of mile trek?
No, not yet. We can get to the city with an M just down the road.
It would take you like a lot longer to get to Mishluk than it would to go back to Valcor.
By the way, I'm not suggesting we go back. I'm just saying we should stop in a city, period, before we go on this quest.
All right. Well, sweet.
Which direction are you going to go?
Well, I'm sort of outvoted here.
I mean, metagaming, I could be wrong, but I imagine we get asked to be the team.
Right. And maybe metagaming, but I'm not wrong, but he knows I already opened that letter, so...
I'm assuming we're going to be asked. Otherwise, this is a really short campaign.
We just changed the intro next week because we decided not to do Nephthelion, so he's like, it's the Dwarven Mines of Khazad-dûm. Dave, that's awful derivative. I had to come up with something since you weren't going the other way. You see all his maps where Nephthelion is written out. It says Khazad-dûm. All right. Guess we head back and Kellen tries to figure out how he's going to get out of this one.
Okay. You bring a wagon with you.
Give nails to that super nice guy.
At the smith at the crossroads?
Yeah.
Okay. He takes the nails. He's like, I was trying to sell you nails, but...
Now you could sell twice as many nails. Make more profit. Have a good one, bud.
Thank you. Thank you. Still weird, but thank you.
I'm going to keep a handful of those for my smithing pouch before you give the rest of the
sample. I mean, it's a barrel full. It is a barrel full.
These are big, like, big iron nails.
Okay. I'm going to keep a handful of them.
Okay. And travel montage back to Valcor. You eat some rations. And when you arrive back at the university, you are, of course, brought right back up to the Iron Master's office.
Just him or the whole group of us?
Well, I assume you're all going up. You do all have to get paid.
Yeah.
Sure you don't want me to do this alone first?
Nope, not in your life.
I mean, I did make the transaction.
What did you do with the zombies?
Well, when they showed up, I would have slit their throats.
Yeah, they wouldn't have lasted the day anyway. So.
No, he loses control of them.
Oh, right, yes. Good to slit their throats before you lose control.
Correct. I had one blood moat left. I might have, like, ran it up the side of their head and set it off. Here, lay down here.
Okay. So we're going into the...
I'm not just dragging zombies around.
I wondered if you left them to go rampaging through the countryside.
Not intentionally.
Okay.
Okay. So head on up to the office.
Sure.
When the secretary shows you in after a very short wait, and Rogan Savash looks at you with a little bit of a knowing look, says... Please have a seat and introduce me to your friends.
That's Dorothy, that's Tin Man, and that's the Holy Man.
I'm just giving Cody this this annoying look.
Rook, Anara, she's a mage in training or whatever, and this is Alec.
I'm a mage, the same as you. You irritating little shit.
I won't
And
disagree.
Might I say, the most unprofessional that I have ever had to deal with.
Well, he did open my letter.
He also summoned zombies.
Of course, yes.
Practice blood magic.
Interesting. You hand him the letter?
Of course, it's his letter.
He sits back in his chair, spends like the 2 minutes reading it, looks back up and says...
You have to tell me how you did that, by the way.
It's a Magnifica seal. There's a reason people don't break them.
Accidents happen.
You're an Arcanum Historica, are you not?
Yes.
I take it, then, you've read this letter?
I tried to keep it from them.
Uh-huh. Of course.
He told me it was opened when he found it.
I believe it. Well, then.
They are making excuses.
I believe that as well. As annoyed as I am about the seal, at least, you did retrieve the letter, for which I commend you, and I will pay you as promised.
A few other dozen, too.
He gives you a writ to Ashfar Bank for the coin, 200 gold each, and says, and as much as it annoys me to admit it, your skills probably would be useful in investigating this city. Particularly, of course, Arcanum Historica should be represented. They would throw a fit if they weren't anyway. Fine, you can go.
Whatever you decree, Iron Master.
Inari's in charge.
Well, that's a very poor choice.
Right. Evidence totally points that direction. The two of you, if you would like to continue on with these two, you are welcome. Of course, you're under no compulsion to do so, as you are not staff here.
No, it sounds like a very intriguing endeavor. I would be glad to go on this. I mean, it would be a great discovery.
I hope so as well. Certainly has been a myth for a long time. Well, myth is probably a bit strong of a word. But, he thinks for a minute and then says, all right, I think the university is willing to budget perhaps 1,000 gold each for you to arm and equip before you head out. And
sprinkles.
I will make sure that you have a writ available for passage on a ship heading north, as that's certainly the quickest way to get there.
1,200 GP.
You probably also may want to spend some time in the library before you leave. She mentions a few works. There might be more, I don't recall. If you do find yourselves available to use the sending spell, that would obviously be a much more efficient way of communicating. If you don't have it in your book, we can arrange that.
That would be most excellent.
Because otherwise, it's not very useful to have to wait 2 months for news. You look like you have a question.
Just listening.
Well, the only other thing I want to emphasize is that this is an academic investigation. Your objective is to learn, to research. It is not a treasure hunt. Please do not treat it as such.
My only objective is to learn.
Then I wish you the best of luck.
Roll deception.
No, I mean, had I not opened the letter, we would not have learned who it was addressed to.
Yeah, I wish you the best of luck, and my secretary will see that you get the writ for passage before you leave, and let us know when you do plan to leave.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. And you're shown back out of his office, and that is where we can leave it.
Yay!
Our title track, They Left Me In Here, was composed by Daniel Rann as part of the Beyond Skyrim Bruma original soundtrack and is being utilized under Creative Commons 4 Attribution Sharealike license. Enjoy what you heard? Check us out online at rancorsbrothel.com and the Rancors Brothel Facebook page. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share this show with your friends. Want to chat? Follow us on Twitter at rancors_brothel or by emailing therancorsbrothel@gmail.com. To interact with other fans, check out the Fans of the Rancor's Brothel Facebook page. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everybody.